Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
PB, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. Are you paying attention?
What's that?
Are you paying attention?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
So, you know, being a leader and paying attention is important. I also want to throw out that ignoring is an important...
What?
Yeah. As a leader, you need to know how to ignore certain things.
Okay, tell me more.
Not every good idea is a good idea for you or for your organization. So the ability to filter out or discern or know if it is for you is an important thing. Mm-hmm. That way you can ignore some stuff that might actually be good and work great for someone else, but just isn't for you. When we don't ignore, I think we get distracted and fascinated and enamored with good things that are good but irrelevant to what we're supposed mm-hmm. to be doing, what we're called to do. So I'm going to use a church example because this is something for us and what we do here. But I think I could have a full-time job just looking at all the good stuff that churches are doing.
Yep.
You know, it's reading true. The flyers, checking out the websites.
The conference.
Conference, yep. Books. Like, it literally could consume all of my time.
Sure.
And every bit of it is good. Like, mm-hmm. you go, oh, man.
It's the best, right?
That has a Bible verse. That is good. So it's good stuff. It's good stuff that works. It's stuff that has impact and stuff that people like. But I have to be able to ignore some of it because it's not all for me and for us. There's a great church down the street from us. I know them. I love them. I actually came from them. Mm-hmm. But it's better for me to ignore what they're doing because they're just down the street. And our community doesn't need another them.
Right.
They need us.
Yep, that's good.
So it's important for me to ignore and not become distracted or just try to imitate something that is good because it's good, but to kind of know who I'm supposed to be. I think having a filter, it helps me to ignore the good stuff that distracts.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I guess the question I have is, what is the filter? What are right. we supposed to use as our filter?
Yeah, I believe having a real clear sense of identity. Who are we called to be? And what is our brand? What's our thing that mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. unique here? What are we going to contribute? What are we going to add? Obviously, we can't do everything.
Sure.
Nobody can do everything. So really, what is it? What's our calling?
Our
niche? What are our strengths? What are the things that we're going to bring that nobody else can bring?
Mm-hmm.
And have a real sense of clarity and purity about that. This is what we do here.
Yeah.
I think that becomes the filter because there is good stuff out there. It's just I probably can't do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I made the mistake of not ignoring, and I was just paying attention to something that I'll just say it wasn't my brand, wasn't my thing, like, mm-hmm. you know, but I got caught up in it. I got emotional uh-huh. and I just got all stupid.
I got
irritated. I got all upset. And it was because I was paying attention to something that I really should have been ignoring. And then I realized, okay, I just spent all this emotional energy on something that really shouldn't even be influencing me.
Mm-hmm.
And my world where involved with church leadership, there are great churches all around us in the Northwest,
mm-hmm.
some really great churches. And for the most part, I need to ignore what they're doing because I need to lead in that way that God's called me to
right.
and bring out those strengths and unique abilities that are right here so that we can do what God's called us to do. You know, I was thinking about family-owned fresh ingredients burger place.
Yep.
That's hip and cool.
Yeah.
Has some outdoor seating.
Yeah.
You know, family-owned, just small, like mm-hmm. one that people talk about and recommend to their friends when they go. That place probably should ignore McDonald's.
Right.
Like, what does it have to do with it? I mean, I know they're both burgers, but really, totally different story, completely different concept. And I think if they got caught up in paying attention to the latest play place or toys that are given away or whatever, it would just become a distraction. It
mm-hmm.
would take away from the purity of their brand.
Right, right.
So here I'm asking this question. Are you paying attention to things that you should be ignoring? Are you spending emotional energy on things that don't build what God has called you to build? maybe you should make a mental list of some of those things, or just write some notes. Things I need to ignore.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a folder for myself. I'm going to write my list.
Things I need to ignore. I heard there's this radio ad right now that is running, and it says the average text message is enough, long enough, distracts you from driving long enough to go the entire length of 5 football fields.
Oh, no.
So
that's bad. Yeah.
But I'm serious, you know, distraction
right.
when you're on the road, distraction when you're walking, if you fixate on something else, it pulls you off course.
Exactly.
So that's really what you're saying.
Yep. Got to stay focused and know what it is that you're supposed to do. And that becomes the filter for those things that you should really be ignoring. Just, it's good, but doesn't mean anything here. Maybe now I'm on your list. Things to ignore.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.